Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
On so many of our shows, we talk about dieting and how tough it is and how much willpower you need and whether journaling is what works. But there are some easy tips to dieting, some things that you can do that will really help you. And I'm going to give you some of those tips today because I think in all of my years of working with people on weight loss, I've discovered a few tried and true, you know, tricks, things that you can do. So we're going to start with some easy ones, like smartening up your kitchen. It is shown that if your kitchen is cleaner, messy kitchens lead to people eating about 40% more snack food than when they're in a clean kitchen. So the first thing I want to, you know, recommend is to clean up your kitchen, clean out your cabinets, clean your counters, wipe everything down, and get all the snack food off your counters. If you have a pantry and you must have those snack foods, you make lunches for the kids and such, put those things in a pantry. Put them in a Tupperware, put them in jars in a pantry so the ants don't get in there, but get them out of the way. Get them so that they are not as easy to get to, because what they're showing more and more is that the easier food is to get to, the more likely you are to eat it. So messy kitchens can lead to people eating about 40% more snack food. So cleaning your kitchen is a great first way to start. And when you do put things out on the counter, put out a bowl of fruit. Now, you know, cut fruit, maybe you don't want to put it out and leave it out all day. Maybe you don't want to put it out and have bugs be flying around it. But keep the cut fruit covered and right in the front of your refrigerator. And if you're eating apples, I don't even know. My kids don't even friggin' eat an apple anymore. It has to be cut and into pieces. Nobody just grabs an apple and eats it anymore, it doesn't seem like. But anyway, you can keep a nice bowl of bananas and apples and oranges and things like that right there on the counter where they are easy to get to. Another thing that you can do is using smaller plates. When I make myself my dinner, if I'm eating just kind of by myself to watch The Good Wife or something, I make a small plate. I use a small plate and I fill it with my salads and my vegetables and these kinds of things that make it look like the plate is a lot bigger than it is. So you want to try and use a small plate. Another thing that you really want to do, the mindless eating is becoming such a problem. We eat at our desks. We eat in our cars. We eat as we walk through the kitchen. You grab and you eat. So you just want to try and take the focus off of this mindless eating and instead keep things out and about like tea. Like if you're going to make a nice water with cucumber and lemon and mint, so cleansing and so good for you, you know, a little sweetener, agave or honey in there, you can really make a nice drink. And the more that you drink of tea and these waters, the less you're going to mindlessly eat. It's the things that we just shove into our mouth. When you're clearing the table from your kids, if they've eaten grilled cheese and they leave the crusts, and the crusts are so delicious, don't eat them. Right away, if you put water on them or drop them in the garbage or drop them down the disposal, you will be less likely to shove them into your mouth. It's that mindless eating. It's that feeling that you need to finish what's on the plate. It's the messy kitchens where the snacks are out and easy to get to. These are some of the things that are contributing to our weight gain. And you also know that if you're changing some of these things, that it will make a difference, maybe in a couple percent at least, of your daily caloric intake. Make sure you plan. I think planning is one of the biggest keys to losing weight. If you do not plan what you're going to eat that day, it's much easier to do that mindless eating or that grabbing. So plan what you're going to eat. Get your yogurt out and get it ready. Make yourself a salad or a sandwich for lunch. Plan what you're going to do, and you'll be better off. More tips coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.